thing people together who have been part of the church and who are, you know, being added to the church. But every week, if an unbeliever is there, they're hearing me say, you're invited to a meal. Now, they may or may not take us up on that offer, but even if they don't, there's a culture of welcome being communicated. We're thinking of you. We are prepared for you. This is for you, right? And I think that goes a long ways in communicating that that's our lean. Talked about sort of macro level hospitality. In terms of, you know, what you could do, I get that you don't want to smother people, but if you've ever been to a, some of you can speak from experience, you know, you walk into church and you don't know anyone, and it's really quite intimidating. And especially, I think, if you've been in that position, you can be sensitive to those who then might come and visit. I would just encourage you to just love people. So just one example, if somebody walks in and they have children and you don't know who they are, introduce yourself and say, do you know where our restrooms are? Do you know, let me show you where the nursery is. We had a family from Harvest attend back when we were in the Bridge, and I could see on their faces that they were intimidated. They had kids and they didn't know where to go. And so I was able to just walk the girls to their particular classrooms, and I didn't think anything of it, but it was a big, it made a big difference for them. It was a big deal for them just to have that kind of care to just say, hey, let me show you where to go, instead of assuming, well, they'll know where to go, right? I mean, you guys don't even know where to go half the time, let alone somebody just walking in, right? So in other words, just loving people, loving neighbors. I got to wrap it up. Kingdom generosity really flows from this. We are blessed to be a blessing. So we want to have in our DNA, not only we are a church plant, but we want to plant churches. We're not ready for that yet, but we have it on our, we have it on the horizon. We're praying about it as leaders, and we want you to join us in that prayer. Internships, bringing young men along and, encouraging them to exercise their gifts. So it's a blessing to us as we receive them and a blessing to them. And then supporting foreign missions. How? Through finances, giving such as the thank offering, prayer, and just a culture of sacrificial generosity for the advancement of Christ's mission. If you didn't get a chance to read Paul Martin's article, you'll need a magnifying glass to do it. Sorry, I don't know why it prints that small. But it's called Be Generous, Give People and Money. And I think it's a fantastic article on the very thing that we're trying to do. It comes at a cost. It comes at a sacrifice. As Harvest has experienced in planting churches, they lose people they love. They lose leadership that helps them. But it's never in vain. And as they can give testimony to, the Lord works through sacrificial giving in amazing ways. So that's the kind of church we want to be. We want to steward that kind of thing as well. So I need to close. These classes are on our website, audio and sermonaudio.com. If you just look up Grace Fellowship OPC. If one thing we can do is try to title those so that they're not just session 6, session 7. We'll work on that end. If you have one that you want to listen to again or that you missed, we'll have those available for you. And like I said at the beginning, please reach out with questions that you have. So let's close in prayer. Father, thank you so much for these 12 weeks that you've given us together to learn and discuss and lean in on the mission you've given to us. Lord, we thank you for the Orthodox Presbyterian Church and our history, Lord, and we thank you for the mission you've given us here at Grace Fellowship in Zealand. Lord, as people work these things out, as they look to you in their future, I pray that this would have been one small way to serve them. I pray that you would make us a culture of evangelism and hospitality and generosity. And so, Lord, today as we worship you, may we do so expecting you to transform lives, unbelievers and believers alike. In Jesus' name, amen.